context that external forms and so forth are misconceived to be different entities from the consciousnesses that perceive them. The absence of this difference of entity between a form, say, and the consciousness that perceives it is the next type of selflessness. Then the subtlest type of selflessness refers to the absence of the inherent existence of phenomena, the fact that phenomena appear to exist in and of themselves, but do not. Because amongst these levels of selflessness, there are degrees going from the coarse to the subtle. If one realizes the former ones, this doesn't damage or get at or get rid of the misconceptions involved in the latter types. Whereas if one understands the latter types of selflessness, then automatically the others are damaged or gotten rid of. So then what is the meaning of this subtlest type of selflessness, the absence of inherent existence? It is established that the self is not under its own power because it depends upon other causes and conditions. It said in sutra, that which is produced from causes is not produced. This means that whatever is produced from causes and conditions is not inherently or truly produced. Then the second line is, it does not have inherently existent production. This identifies that the absence of production refers to the absence of inherently existent production. Then the next line is, that which depends on causes is described as empty. Any phenomenon that depends on causes and conditions is said to be empty of its own entityness, of its existing by way of its own being. And the last line is, whoever knows that meaning of emptiness is aware. When one practices this form of wisdom, the wisdom acts to assist in cultivating even greater levels of love and compassion. And this mode of procedure of a union of compassion and wisdom is the Buddhist way.
Oh, this has completed my talk. Thank you very much. Now the next.
If anyone has written out any questions and would like to pass them up, they would be welcome.
Yes, if anyone would like to ask a question, if you'll write it down on a slip of paper, and people will be going up and down the aisles to collect them.
No, I think you see it. Oh, yes, there's a question here.
Are you returning to Tibet in this incarnation?
Sizinle olur beyefendi.
Larry.
Regarding Tibetan problem, I am quite optimistic, hopeful.
Could you explain something about the Buddha nature?
Tasem dendonti, chimadichebe sem dendonti, thalaya kasore. Buddha nature chik sikyo are. Tati ne sem chamo da rengshin gi ni chime leba mete nge. Rengshin ngola chime leba mete ve da sem chamo thala yang Buddha nature chik sikyo are.
The Buddha nature has two references. One is the absence of true existence of the mind, even when the mind, well, or when the mind is accompanied by defilement. And the other refers to the the subtle entity of the mind, which is not polluted by any defilements, the clear light nature of the mind.
And the Namjinalaya Simjiranshi Rasawa Timanam Lubruwa Sumare.
As Dharmakirti said, the nature of the mind is clear light, the defilements are adventitious. The clear light here can refer to the clear light as subject, as consciousness, or the clear light as object. What did you learn as a child at the monastery?
Tibetan. And also some play by hand.
Drawing various things and making little things. What can we do to help the world through its changes? Here, world must refer to the whole of the world society. So every single human has a connection with that. Although one person cannot immediately make a change in, what do you say, a big change in this, every person has a connection with it and therefore can bring about some change.
You see, each of us sort of is a contributor. So you see, making effort by everyone, that's important.
What is the life?
And also, you see here, you see, sometimes we can feel, oh, now world, this is, and the world problem is so great, and you see, each individual, person, is all seems helpless.
As if it couldn't help or harm.
But now you see here, it is very important to build a determination and courage and hope. If we become discouraged and pessimistic, then that is the real failure. It's a real weakness or real failure. Despite these obstacles, problems, inside, if we have a willpower, inner strength, despite these problems, I will fight. I will carry. You see, my, how to say, is my belief. You see, that sort of, you see, determination. Is the real, how to say, real source of success. So from our side, from our, as far as our own each of us as motivation is concerned, we must develop determination. With that determination, there is possibility to achieve something. But even not achieve, that is a different matter. From our side, we made every effort. But you see, even not materialized, then we have no regret. Right from the beginning, if we remain, I'll say, no hope, completely discouraged, that is the real failure. So this I believe.
Even if I do not yet feel able to understand non-self existence, is it still of value to practice compassion? Yes, of course. With regard to what I explained in the first part of my talk, one doesn't need any of the complicated philosophy. Could you explain for us the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum?
That thing, and the Tanda Mazatini Kasurta Chusanda Genesis, the Tangin Amdan Chisha.
This is a name mantra of Avalokiteshvara.
That thing, Tanda Matayamina, and Om Sadi Kasurta, Jengshi Luma Yisum, Jangde Gare Kusum Tusum.
The syllable Om refers to the ordinary body, speech, and mind that are the basis of purification, and also refers to the exalted body, speech, and mind, which is the effect of that purification. So then how can one transform the impure body, speech, and mind into the pure? This is indicated by Mani Beme, which indicates method and wisdom. Mani indicates love and compassion. Beme indicates wisdom.
And selflessness.
It symbolizes selflessness.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hung symbolizes that this compassion and wisdom should be indivisible. This is the meaning. One more. Is a school needed to learn methods of love and compassion?
Is a school necessary?
School,
school, like needed in order to learn love and compassion.
그래서 어디? 아니, 레바다 닝코를 랍데서 찾는 게 무슨 시스템? Brain, the heart, for a closing system, something.
Our own brains and our hearts are our own place of study.
So that I get on the future.
So it is with these that compassion and wisdom are to be made.
That love zone, dry dish, catch and bread, that love zone, dread on, Jimilia, Shane Travers and myself, and when I turn a miss on which is Sayagi, that.
Education is extremely important for the development of humans into better beings.
This
the education alone is not sufficient. It's necessary to investigate the use of that education. Therefore, in order to make better human beings, it's very important that this be done in the company of a good education. For this school, schools are very important, as well as the family.
And
then for a Buddhist, it is, of course, very helpful to have a school where the Buddhist topics can be studied. And even for non-believers, something can be gained from the presentations of the various religions. Thank you.
This is the last evening of His Holiness's stay in the United States, and on behalf of all of us who have seen him and heard his teachings, we would like to offer our profound thanks and request that he return again to us to teach the Dharma and to spread the message of peace. Thank you, Your Holiness.